You mean in, like in the house now or out in,
yeah.
in my yard or something? Oh, it's just right there. Probably.
And if you don't hear something that someone says, and you want him to repeat it?
Because I don't hear too well sometimes.
Say, I'm in much better shape this week than I was last week.
What do you mean?
Well, I've got my head cleared up to a certain extent. The hack has disappeared some.
Fine. Good enough.
I'm doctoring myself.
Well, you know, I did that same thing, but I used the car seat a lot of it when I had that deal, sort of like you have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I used it quite a while, too.
It helps, that's...
Use the Coke and the aspirin. I still use that quite a lot.
Well, I pulled all the plugs. I got out the steamer that we had for Deb when she was small and loaded it up. Put a sheet over my head and went into seclusion with that thing. And I got a Benzedril inhaler and sucked on that a few times. Gee whiz, everything opened up. In the evening, I was complaining about the television set because it was so loud. My wife was looking at me as though I was insane.
Because you had been having it
louder
than usual.
Well, I'd had it that
way. And hadn't even noticed it.
No. She said it had been that way all week. I couldn't
stand it. You sound like a friend of ours who is a doctor over at Tulsa. He was in our class at school. And Dr. George is his name. And he went from Hominy to Tulsa. And... of course, now they have, I think it is, 5 boys.
What?
But anyway, early in life, he became hard of hearing. And he got him some of those, the hearing aid, you know, that is fixed with the glasses holders and deals. And he went home, his mother was telling me about it. He went home. And he just right when he got these deals, and he said, well, Laura, these kids just make more noise than anybody I ever saw. He didn't realize how noisy his family was, and you can imagine 5 boys.
Yes.
And they really were just stair steps, too.
Well, my cousin was in the 5th grade, I think. He had a little boy who had a hearing aid. The little kid was quite perverse. The teacher would be rattling along, and just for orneriness, he'd turn off his hearing aid. And just sit there and stay in his own world.
I guess there would be an advantage to that, wouldn't there?
Yeah. If he felt particularly benevolent, he'd pass it around and let the other kids try it out. So I guess this poor teacher never knew who was going to wear the hearing aid.
We had a fellow in our church, Mr. His wife is now a house mother over to Stillwater. Zelpha, I don't know, Kapusik house mother. Do you happen to know her?
No.
Well, anyway, he had this hearing aid, and one day, it was my turn to sing a solo at church, and he was sitting down rather close, and I noticed him reaching up on his little lapel. I can't remember now if it's on his lapel or he's fastened on his shirt, and he wiggled something, you know. So when church was over, well, I teased him about, did he turn it off? Told him he had the advantage of the rest of the crowd.